Do not panic. I repeat, do not panic. This is the voice of next Thursday. Please stand by for some incredible facts that will affect you in your future of next Thursday. 5 harrowing days from now. Do not panic. Do not panic. This is the voice of next Thursday. Please stand by for some incredible facts that will affect you in your future of next Thursday. 5 harrowing days from now.
I like smoking me some grass, getting cut with glass, sniffing my cocaine. Dead things when they rot, belching just for fun and scum. And I like you too. I like smacking little boys, breaking all their toys, needles in my arm and arm. Lizards in the grass, smelling raunchy gas, slipping on some ice and lice. I like catching me the flu, snails in a stew, armpits when they're wet and sweat. And I like you. I like shankers on my tongue, sniffing monkey dung, scumbags of all sorts and warts. I like barfing on nice rugs, chewing little slugs, leeches sucking blood and mud. Walking in manure, coughing up some globs and slops. I like beating up some punks, odor from some skunks, smelling garbage burn and worms. And I like you too.
Companion is with me no matter what I do. When I ride my horse, I take my companion too, of course. When I go to the beach and run in the sand, I have my companion close at hand. on their bed. I take my companion, it never has rest. My companion is with me wherever I go, even when I go to a show. My companion is, of course, my radio.
It's not all doom and gloom in the harrowing world of Next Thursday. In Your Future of 1992, an ostentatious fashion trend for businessmen will take hold that lasts still to this day. A multi-billionaire mining magnate, Rob Robinson, will enter a boardroom wearing his wife's leotards and leg warmers. He will conduct a business meeting as if nothing is out of the ordinary. He manages to broker a deal of a lifetime, which skyrockets his wealth into the trillions. He puts it all down to his attire, and from that day forward, he wore nothing but leotards and leg warmers. He insisted his staff and anyone wishing to do business with his company to wear leotards and leg warmers. Eventually, it became the standard business attire with which to conduct business in. Walk down any modern city's business hub of the future world of Next Thursday, and you'll see business folk in their leotards and leg warmers trading stock tips, touching base over a short black, or just wading through the city's vast water feature. Gone is the tired old business attire of yesteryear. No more is the phallic emblem hanging just below the chin. The real deal is now in plain sight for all to judge. This is the fact of your future in the far distant world of Next Thursday, 5 long days from now. To the voice of Next Thursday. I'm your host, Gabrielle Syme. Some of you have wanted to know what becomes of government next Thursday. Well, I have a treat for you, my dear friends. In the year 1998, all governments of Earth listed on the stock exchange. That's right, to vote for government is to buy shares in government. Those who have the most shares have the largest say in how their respective countries are run. I mean, why let the poor decide? They can't even look after their own budgets. The country McDonald's, for instance, began its life as a small nowhere land called Ireland before the takeover. It now is one of the most prosperous countries on Earth. And that's how it is in the magnificent, wondrous world of Next Thursday, 5 long days from now.
Meanwhile, far, far in the future, mysterious, fantastic world of Next Thursday, 2 long days from now.
Ha 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 I've got 15 ways to really annoy people in the office. Learn Morse code and have a conversation in a meeting consisting entirely with dot, dot, dash, dash, dot, dot. Leave the copy machine set on reduced extra dark 7-inch paper with 98 copies. Sniffle inaccessibly. Forget the punchline to a long joke. Assure your co-workers it was really worth a hoot. Do not add any inflection to an end of your sentence. Production is awkward silence in a meeting with the impression that you'll be saying more any moment. Staple papers in the middle of the page. Only type in upper cases. Only type in lower cases. Here's a good one for you. Do not punctuate any particular... hang on a sec. Don't use any punctuation either. Repeat the following conversation a dozen times. Do you hear that? What? Never mind. It's gone now. Stand over your boss's shoulder and mumble as he is or she reads. Lie obviously about trivial things such as the time of day. Never make eye contact. Never break eye contact. And may your coat hangers breed in the cupboard.
Security? Security to the front. Security to the front. Security to the front.
Welcome back to The Voice of Next Thursday. In the far distant future of next Thursday, pink is the new brown. Through the miracle of optic revision, in which opticians are able to modify colour perception by means of a quick, painless treatment to one's optic nerve, people of the world of next Thursday flock to have their colours mixed up. No more will you hear, "I'm sick of the sky being blue," or "Why is the grass green?" Because in the beautiful world of next Thursday, pink will be the new brown. What of traffic lights, I hear you ask? Well, that's another story. All shall be revealed next Thursday.
My donger in some dog food. I found I couldn't stop. Wanted to get some more. It was a long way to the shop. I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I have been. I've been sticking it in chompy dog food ever since I was 19.
Whoa, chompy.
Whoa.
So lumpy.
Whoa.
So yummy.
Whoa.
In my tummy.
Whoa. What has happened to the dialectic between my brain and my dick? One look at that chompy, it nearly makes me sick. But that sticky, dripping dick of mine, it's got its own ideology. All I want my dong to do is have a simple wee.
Whoa, chumpy.
Whoa.
So lumpy.
Whoa.
So yummy.
Whoa.
In my tummy.
Whoa. My dick's got all didactic. I'm nearly going spastic. But I see chumpy on Red Spot Special. It draws me like elastic. I know more about pet food than others have forgotten. So bend over, Fido. Let me knead your bottom.
Whoa, chumpy.
Whoa.
So lumpy.
Whoa.
So yummy.
Whoa.
In my tummy.
Whoa.
Well, Lord, chumpy.
Whoa.
So lumpy.
Whoa.
So yummy.
Whoa.
In my tummy.
Whoa.
This future event will sicken you to the very pit of your stomach. In the year 1989, a radiation leak at a tuna packing plant will cause seagulls to mutate into giant aggressive-winged warriors who are hell-bent at attacking newsreaders for their heads to hang about their necks as trophies. This is what awaits for you next Thursday.
A new audio tape, which was found on the side of a road, calls for a holy war by a renegade tiny nun carrying an American, a Spaniard and a Russian who devoted her life to kill President Bush and another man as they battled wearing a replica cock.
Sophie's here. Morning, Sophie.
Good morning. I think I have an opinion on this moon thing.
Are you okay?
Okay. Because 2 days ago, it was a new moon. So if people think it's a full moon tonight...
Apparently it's a blue moon.
But that only happens...
Yeah, once in a blue moon.
Yeah, once in a blue moon. Okay. All right, I correct myself. I didn't realise that.
No, we had...
The new moon was 2 days ago, so all these lunatics are ringing up.
We haven't got lunatics ringing up. Not to this radio program. We just have a few people who are sort of a little affected by the moon, that's all. But they're not lunatics. They're a little affected by the moon.
Well, I'm a lunatic and I'm also a psychiatric patient.
Are you?
So I know...
Okay.
...that 2 days ago it was a new moon.
Okay.
So if they're blaming their behaviour on the full moon or whatever...
Yeah.
..it will... Okay. Just between you and me...
Yes, I see.
You have some really weird callers.
Well, just between you and me, I love them all, and including you, Sophie.
No, but you see, I'm a werewolf, so I know.
Oh, so you know you're weird?
No. I know what the moon is.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's happening in the solar system I'm a werewolf.
Okay. So you really follow...
I'm not due to come out them. Until the 29th of October. It's correct.
Well, I'll be looking out for you, Sophie.
Okay. Now, this is the first time I've spoken to you.
I know, and what a joy it has been.
Can you not tell anyone that I'm a werewolf?
Not a soul. Not a soul.
Because they'll be watching out for me.
Sophie, your secret is safe with me, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You in the morning, fuck you late at night, fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright. I wanna fuck you, yes, I wanna fuck you. I wanna fuck you, baby, but your door is closed. I will fuck you at the backseat of my newest car. I will fuck you in the toilet of a well-distinguished bar. I wanna fuck you, yes, I wanna fuck you. I wanna fuck you, baby, but your door is closed. I'm sorry, babe. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Kitchen, fuck you in the wood, fuck you as you like it, as quick and hard as good. I wanna fuck you, yes, I wanna fuck you. Yeah. I wanna fuck you, baby, but your little door is closed. Yeah.
You do love me, don't you? Tell me you love me. Say it. Say the words.
I want you now.
I want you now.
I want you now.
I want you now.
Recuerdos a todos.
Recuerdos a todos.
Recuerdos a todos.
Recuerdos a todos.
At least.
You're fucking somebody else, aren't you?
Shut up. Shut up. You're such a stupid fucking bitch.
Don't you! Oh, fucking tailgate!
This brings us to the end of our broadcast. The Voice of Next Thursday would like to thank Commander Bunny of the Bunny News Network for the support and relaying. Reception reports can be sent to Voice of Next Thursday at gmx.de or the FRN. Please supply a postal address. Repeating, reception reports can be sent to Voice of Next Thursday at gmx.de or the FRN. Please supply a postal address. Any questions about the glorious, frightening future world of next Thursday can be sent to the same address. I know you will, because I'm from the future, silly. This is Gabriel Syme signing off for the Voice of Next Thursday, 5 long days from now.